Jerry Bader Show 922. I want to make several points here before we start taking calls. Talking about Tony Dungy coming under fire for tweets saying that the confidence that Nick Foles has from being a Christ follower, he believes played a role in what happened in the Super Bowl. I happen to agree. There are those who say Dungy should keep his faith out of his analysis, otherwise it becomes evangelizing. Several thoughts on this. It's up to NBC. If NBC comes to believe that Dungy bringing his faith into his work is a problem, they'll deal with it. That's the first thing. They will decide. Two, Tony Dungy's a Christ follower. Belief in Christ is a big part, whether you want to accept it or not, is a big part of the storyline. Nick Foles, other Eagles players, and some Patriot players. Three, as a Christ follower, I'm guessing, and I'm just guessing, Tony Dungy feels one of the things that he is called to do, as do I, that to reflect Christ in all things. That includes the platforms that he gives. NBC did not, in Tony Dungy's mind, and in my mind, because I'm a Christ follower, NBC didn't give him that platform. God did. Midwest Communications doesn't really give me this platform. God does. He gave it to me. He'll take it away when the time is right. He'll do that either through my decision to leave or Midwest Communications or whatever. But it will be his decision. Now, third, this notion that God concerns himself with something as unimportant as a football game. In God's realm, everything on earth is as unimportant in terms of events as a football game. He's long view. I received this email when I made the same point about whether you love or hate Donald Trump. It was in God's plan that he be president. People didn't elect Donald Trump over God's wishes, nor did he wear a Donald Trump button. It was simply part of the plan. Back then, Joe wrote this. Oftentimes, people ask, how could a loving God allow that to happen? Whatever that is, changes from conversation to conversation and time to time. God's plan is for his glory, not necessarily for our temporary fading happiness. Our focus is usually 97 to 99% on this brief temporary time on earth. His focus is on eternity. If bad things happen, but it draws people away from selfish pursuits and brings them to faith in Christ for salvation, that is an eternal purpose, and that is forever. But to those who do not believe, it makes little sense. Nick Foles winning the Super Bowl could have an eternal purpose. The way it inspires people in any number of ways. Don't know what God's plan is. He concerns himself with things that ultimately focus on eternity, not on how things turn out down here. That really is up to us. That's what free will is all about. I have no problem, and I understand I'm not objective here. I'm a Christ follower. And if a vegan does want to bring their opinion in, let them bring it in. It's to be taken seriously or ignored. To Ron and Iola. Ron, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I'm just burning up over this. I hope I keep my thoughts straight here. It's a negative thing when someone talks about religion like Mr. Dungy did, but it's okay for the fascist left to insert politics and ruin the NFL like they've done. I'm sick of this, and you're handling the program really well. That's all I have to say.
Ron, thanks a lot for the call. And by the way, he could not be more right about that. An NFL player injected politics into football, damaged the league, split the country in two, resulted in the president of the United States getting involved, using that platform to advance a liberal political narrative is fine, and that's free speech. I wonder if the writer Kyle Koster notices the disparity there. Tom in Sheboygan. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, good morning. Yeah, it's just everything you're saying here, I totally agree. It's just the left still, you know, continuing on with their movement of anti-Christ and let's remove God from everything. If they had their way, they'd be trying to pull out God we trust off of our money. Just like the other caller, Ron, said, it gets tiring. The rest of us who have been brought up in this country and we have certain beliefs, we welcome other beliefs, but why do we always have to feel like we are the ones who are being blackballed, are being shunned, and being told to, you know, stand down and be quiet, don't announce your faith, don't you know, support something, you know, don't vocalize what you believe in. It's just an ongoing narrative for them.
Tom, thanks a lot for the call. 888-455-1360. I think it's up to NBC, ultimately, if they think this is a good or bad idea. Take more of your calls after the news. 888-455-1360. It is 9:29.